Hello. You must be my apprentice. My name is Dolores Ashcroft-Novitsky, and I'm the Director of Studies for the Servants of the Light School of Occult Science, based in the UK. Please come in and make yourself at home. The coffee is fresh if you would like some. You hold in your hands what could be called a crash course on the occult. It is not meant to be more than an introduction to a subject that encompasses so vast an area of humanity's belief system. Magic, the sacred science, has always been a controversial subject, yet it has, in many guises and under many names, run like a silver thread throughout the history of our planet. Over the centuries, it has been vilified, threatened, denied, and ridiculed. Yet it remained, and still remains, a viable belief system in the lives of many. The torch of the ancient ways has been carried from generation to generation, often at the cost of their lives, and under the threat of extreme torture. Even now, when the law gives everyone the freedom of belief, the prejudice remains. Why? Because its ways are misunderstood, and what is not fully understood is always feared. Some of the blame must be laid at the door of fiction writers, whose research leaves much to be desired, and the makers of films and TV series. And, it must be said, those who practice the art of magic in a way that brings it into disrepute. I have lived and worked with the subject since childhood, and have taught, explained, and championed it worldwide for almost 40 years. In Your Unseen Powers, I have returned to the ancient idea of one teacher, one apprentice. By using the method of mouth to ear, I hope to lift away some of the mystery that often clouds the issues that lie between the sacred science and orthodox religion. It is time to put aside the differences and look to the similarities, to listen rather than to dismiss out of hand. What is offered here is a look behind the scenes, though there is so much more to it than you will be listening to. More than that, it is an open hand held out, inviting, if not belief, then friendship, and the acceptance of an ancient way of life that has survived for over 5,000 years. By listening to this information and following the additional instructions in the accompanying workbook, you will be able to lift your conscious self to new heights, while at the same time connecting with the power of the subconscious mind and the spirituality of the superconsciousness. Good. You've brought a notepad and pen. You'll need both, because I'm going to begin by asking you some questions. First, I want you to answer them just off the cuff, as it were. But I also want you to write the questions down and think about them when you get back home, as you may think of different answers by then. It's important to be truthful, as the answers will colour your perception and influence your understanding of the work that we will be doing together. If you don't know how to answer a particular question, just leave it for a while and go back to it later. What I'm looking for is the real reason you've decided to begin what we call the great work. So my first question is, why do you want to study magic? Is it because you've read a few books, seen a few films, and think it might be fun? Or are you just curious about the whole idea of magic and want to try it out? Maybe you've already tried some form of magic, a ritual, for instance, or attended a workshop or two. Or maybe you've decided you'd like to do things properly and not on a hit-and-miss basis. Have you a history, personally or in your family, of unusual abilities? Dreams that come true? Knowing what another person is going to say? Premonitions? Visions? Or poltergeist phenomena when you were growing up? But don't tell me you desire to know in order to serve. It's seldom true, though it may become true in the future. What I really hope is that you're here because you want to open up the dormant power in your mind and learn how to use it so that you understand the true meaning of magic and all that lies behind it. Right. Now for the second question. Do you have the time to spare for the studies you'll need to do? Contrary to what has been written in some books, you can't do magic in one weekend workshop, or in 6 weeks, or even in 6 months. If you approach it in the right way, it is a lifetime study. The rock-bottom basics can be learned in a year. Mastering the techniques will take you another year. Understanding the hidden message behind the work begins in the third year and continues for the rest of your life. You'll need to know a lot about many things and a little about a great many more. All that means study and practice. Because magic is a sacred science. It involves a study of the powers of the universe and the life forms that inhabit it.